Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We came to this agreement based on a robust analysis. This is a package that we stand behind and that we believe in.
We have the 250th celebration of democracy. All our hard work is going into this. And the last thing we need is business interruption in Center City.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly. And now we focus on the latest developments when it comes to that proposed new 76ers arena in Center City. This week, City Council held a couple of hearings focusing on the project. And KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb covered the hearings and joins us now. And Pat, talk about the focus of these hearings specifically. What were they looking? Let's start with the first one that was on Tuesday.
The first one was devoted to testimony from the administration, which actually negotiated the deal with the 76ers. The mayor supports the deal that she negotiated. And so they were really there to champion the arena and talk about all the benefits that it's going to bring to the city. Council members were skeptical. There are three declared opponents so far. There are no declared supporters. It was hard going for the administration. You know, there were a lot of tough questions and the specifics of the deal that the mayor negotiated. Council was not included in those negotiations. And so that is kind of a sore point with them. Toward the end of the day, I would say nerves started to fray just a little bit, that there were some raised voices by particularly council member Jeffrey Young, who is one of those declared opponents. He said that basically this is a bad deal.
It's still a bad deal for the overall economic viability of our city. It's a bad deal for those local communities. I just need to see more in it. Why should kids in North Philly not be able to play in a new space, but the Sixers get a new space?
And then on Wednesday, we got the 76ers side. They were the ones that were in the hot seat?
Yes, at least representatives of the team, not the owners themselves, but the chief impact officer, David Gould, who's been handling a lot of the public engagement around the arena proposal, and also it's their senior vice president. They testified also in support to talk about all the wonderful benefits that a Center City arena will bring. And again, council was very skeptical and raised a lot more concerns with them even than they did with the administration. Things like what the impact on SEPTA will be if it has to provide new expanded service and what the cost would be. SEPTA already in such financial trouble, they seem to be suggesting the 76ers should maybe subsidize SEPTA's budget. They also mentioned that construction would begin in 2026. Now, Matt, I don't know if that year means anything to you. but it means a lot to Philadelphia. We have a World Cup game, just a lot of big events. And the biggest of all is the 250th anniversary of the nation on 4th of July. Huge party is planned, events all year, and it would be problematic, shall we say, if there was construction and demolition going on that shut down streets and sidewalks in Center City in close proximity of Independence Mall and the whole historic area while all these events are going on. But the 76ers, they said they're up against a deadline. The team needs a place to play in 2031 when their lease with the Wells Fargo Center expires. And so they would want to go ahead and start it in 2026 and couldn't guarantee that it wouldn't create problems with the other events that are going on then.
Overall, how does council seem to be absorbing this? And you mentioned, I think, three definite against. Have you seen any other movement, or is it just the people that are entrenched on any side have remained entrenched?
Well, it's interesting. I thought that the project had a lot of supporters in city council, and there are one or two members who've been lobbing softball questions so far, Council President Kenyatta Johnson and also Councilman Anthony Phillips. Their support for it seems obvious based on how they're approaching the hearings, but almost every other council member has asked really tough questions and expressed a lot of concern. So maybe it's not going to just sail through. And then, you know, there are the three announced opponents, and I'm pretty sure two of them, the two Working Families Party minority at large members, are not going to change their position at all. There's a possibility Councilman Young could waver in his opposition, but I don't think it will lose the support that it has so far.
And a couple of hearings this past week, still more to come, right? Do we have a rough timeline of what the schedule will be?
Yes, there are 3 days of hearings next week, one day the following week because that's Thanksgiving week. And then there's two more days in the first week of December. That would give the bills time to get a first reading on December 5th and then pass December 12th. And that is when council recesses for the year. There's been a lot of requests to slow the process down by opponents. They all will get a chance to speak in the next 3 weeks at these hearings. Two are devoted completely to public testimony, and then there's a couple partial hearings that are reserved for public testimony, too.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. That's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joining us, and we will continue on The Week in Philly in just a few moments. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.